Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It's brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Derek Kramer here with you. Zach Jones will be back next week with me. But over these next couple days, we're rolling solo here. Sal will take over on Friday when he talks with Bills head coach Sean McDermott as well. But it's a Tuesday here on the Extra Point Show, which means it's going to be time for our primetime players. Now, I've got to say, before we get things started officially on this, I could not feel more gross about my list than I ever would have. The rooting interest that I have around sports, and all of a sudden, it's all about basically rivals and hated franchises everywhere I look. And I hate it. It's gross. It's unfortunate, but we've got a job to do, and Primetime Players is brought to you by Attain Wealth Planning, where wealth is personal. Ominous music for an ominous feeling, and I like it. Honorable mention for the first one. This one's not going to feel as bad. Most of my bad vibes are within my top five, which makes me just, as a hater, feel really terrible about my choices in life. But the honorable mentions, not so much. And it starts with, in a losing effort, Cleveland quarterback Shedeur Sanders. Sanders has been probably the most polarizing player in the league since the pre-draft. We're talking, at the very least, all the way through the draft process here. Shedeur Sanders has been much maligned. He falls to the fifth round, obviously. There's been a lot of discourse, almost too much discourse over a fifth-round draft pick at this point. But there's a pretty good litmus test for if you are a capable quarterback in the National Football League, and that is if you can look competent against the Tennessee Titans of 2025. If you can't do that, I'm pretty sure you get crossed off the list for being a viable player in the NFL. Shedeur Sanders more than cleared that hurdle. He had his career day, 364 yards passing, 3 touchdowns in the air. He also led the team in rushing yards with 29, and Shedeur Sanders is not seen as a running quarterback. He added a rushing touchdown as well. It was a great performance in a game where the Cleveland defense let them down. Against the Titans of all teams, and more on that in a bit. But for Sanders, it's a really nice confidence booster. It's a way to really establish something, and what's it established? That he's a starter for the rest of the year. As Kevin Stefanski mentioned that after the game, that Sanders is going to be the guy for the rest of the year. Can he keep the strong play up? Because if he does, can you make Cleveland's investment in another quarterback a little bit lower on the priority list? That's going to be Sanders' goal for the rest of the year. Staying in the honorable mentions, now we get to one that makes me feel gross. It's about the Dallas Stars. I still will never get over it. Don't ever tell me to get over it. Mikko Rantanen, though, has been fantastic as of late. 6-game point streak, 3 goals, 8 assists in the last 6 games, and Dallas has run off to a 5-1 record in that span. That Rantanen has been lighting up the score sheet. Obviously, one of the best players in the league in Mikko Rantanen, who is going to be called upon for a lot more importance, especially because their top six is still dealing with a couple of injuries. Matt Duchene trying to work his way back in the lineup. Tyler Seguin out for the year with an ACL injury. They're going to need to rely on Rantanen, a player that they gave up a lot to get and paid a lot to be a superstar alongside there with Jason Robertson. I hate that it's Dallas, because Rantanen and Robertson are some of the most fun players to watch in the NHL, and it's a shame that they play for the Dallas Stars, because, again, they're a franchise that I will loathe for the rest of my time that I am walking this earth. And even then, I'm taking that with me to the grave. So yeah, this is where my choices are going this week based on the performances. I'm really loving my fandom at this point. Try to get things back on track, though, with the vibes for me. The Chargers' defense against Philadelphia was fantastic. 4 interceptions of Jalen Hurts, including an interception that has a fumble recovery in the same play. First of all, good for Philly to recover the fumble or force a fumble on the interception to try to get the football back. But then the ball bounces so wildly that Hurts has it until he doesn't. And have you ever seen a quarterback commit 2 turnovers on the same play? Because if not, now you have. You add a fumble recovery to the Chargers' defensive performance and 19 points allowed. More importantly, the win against Philadelphia, staying as the 5th seed in the AFC. After it's been really back and forth with the Chargers, their offensive line's so banged up. You need the defense to be able to help carry you in a couple of games here. And that's exactly what happened for LA last night. Heading into number 5 here, and again, as a hater, terrible week for me, because I'm going to the Boston Bruins for, no, excuse me, number 5 is Toronto. Yeah, let's make it even better. Toronto goaltender Dennis Hildeby, a 29-save shutout against Tampa Bay a couple days ago. That is fantastic. What's that like, having goalies that can step up in moments? Hildeby also played back on Saturday. He had a 33-save performance in a 2-1 loss. You can't really put that on the goal. You scored 1 goal. But Hildeby, over the weekend, fantastic performances for the Toronto netminder. Now I go to Boston, because again, this is just, oh my God, this is the worst list probably of all time. Boston forward Morgan Geekie. Geekie has been a really good player for them and 2nd in the league in goals, and is a big reason that Boston is still hanging around the top of the Atlantic Division, despite the fact that they don't have a single loser point. They just win games or lose them. That's it. Boston's winning a lot more than they're losing, though, and Morgan Geekie's been a reason for that. Geekie, a 5-game point streak, 5 goals, 4 assists over his last 5 games, and again, 2nd in the league in goals. What am I doing here, man? I've got a Toronto goaltender and a Bruins forward in my top 5. Hate everything. It's not fair. As we head to number 3 on this list.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Tennessee running back Tony Pollard. Come on. I don't know what we're doing anymore, man. Unfortunately, now I've got a Titans player on this list. And I have despised the Titans for the longest time. I don't know if I'll ever be able to explain it. But that's just how I am. I don't like the Titans. I think they're a boring franchise. They are deserving every bit of the hard times that they've put upon themselves. And yet, they beat the Browns thanks to Tony Pollard here. 25 carries, 161 yards, and two scores against a dominant Cleveland defense. Probably frustrating tons of like fantasy owners around the league or like around the country too, because if you had Cleveland's defense, you're probably doing great this year. Except now, the Titans of all teams light them up for 31 points. Tony Pollard, a huge reason though for that. Pollard has been, Dan, I do believe you told me the stat that this is the first game that he's gotten over 100 yards this year as a starting running back for Tony Pollard this year, and it was a huge effort in doing so. It didn't even affect their draft pick, though. Tennessee's still the worst team in the league, or at least the worst in the AFC, and they have plenty of time to continue to lose out the string to get another first overall pick. Second on the primetime players here, for the second week in a row, Christian Benford has taken a touchdown defensively. And he is now, for the second week in a row, going to end up on the primetime players list because Benford, for the second game in a row, took a contest and flipped it on its head. That interception was a sight to behold. And I think that Joe Burrow said it right afterward. He's asked about the interception. And he says it's just an incredible play. I don't know what different I could have done because the linebacker's out there too. And if you lob it up there, then he can get involved. It's a corner blitz that turns into a pick six. The play call is perfect. The execution is golden. And I think the one thing that Burrow could have tried to do is like maybe throw it sidearm, but that's not his game. That's not who he is. Would Josh Allen have tried to throw it at sidearm? Probably. Or Josh Allen would have probably tried to outrun the guy. I don't know. Whatever it was, though, Burrow tries to lob it over Benford, who elevates just enough, not just to get a hand on it. He gets both and secures it and then runs it the rest of the way. I've talked about the fact that there's less games that are going to be played in Highmark Stadium. They're dwindling down. The time for the building is running to its end. But there's a fun, fantastic, crowd-raising memory for people that went to that game. Especially with like some people headed for the exits because, you know, the Bengals are still scoring. They're doing whatever they want. And Buffalo's doing what they can to stay in the game. Josh Allen rips off the 40-yard touchdown. And then that play happens and it gets the fans really back up on their feet and rocking all over again. It's the play that sparks the comeback. It's the play that turns the game around, and it's the play that gives the Bills back the lead that they would never relinquish. Against a team that has had their number lately, Christian Benford back on primetime players because of the massive touchdown and momentum swing that he drew against Cincinnati. And now for number one. Number one requires a little bit of background here. I am a Purdue supporter. Purdue hates Indiana. That is their rivalry. That is the rivalry. I won't utter the sentence that you're supposed to say about IU because I don't like getting fined. But that said, those are my feelings about Indiana University. Someone goes, hey, you want to watch Indiana and Ohio State? And I'm like, okay, so you're picking me to either step on a hallway of Legos or get hit in the ankle with a Razor scooter. Because that's my feelings on both of those teams. So I did not necessarily watch the Big Ten title game, but I kept tabs on it because it meant something for the college football playoff. Who is going to be the number one overall seed? The winner of this game. So number one on primetime players is the Indiana Hoosiers defense against Ohio State. Five sacks, an interception, nine tackles for loss, and stifling Ohio State to 10 points for their first Big Ten title since 1967. I'm going to throw up. I'm happy for Todd Brody, and that's the end of the list. But the Indiana defense has come to play. Kurt Cignetti has been a godsend for Indiana. Why couldn't he have gone to Purdue? But when big players make big plays, that's how it is. That's the spirit of this list. And something that Zach loves to say when we do these lists is it's the moment. And I think number two and number one really encapsulate the moments on a smaller and grander scale. For Benford, it is the moment that changes the game for the Bills against the Bengals. For Indiana, it is the moment that you understand that the Hoosiers are for real. I'm going to go cry. And it's their first Big Ten title since 1967. That's the last time the Leafs won the Cup. And the Hoosiers win their first Big Ten title since 67. It's monumental for them. And now they are the number one overall seed in the college football playoff. Well deserved. Like I said, I'm gonna curl up in a ball and cry. Mostly because why can't it be me? I've seen what you've done for them. Why can't you do it for me? Purdue's a basketball school, apparently, anyway, and that's it. That's the list there. But that's primetime players, and I'll tweet that out at the break here. But to recap it for you, it is Morgan Geeky, Dennis Hildeby, Tony Pollard, Christian Benford, and the Indiana Hoosiers defense. So that list includes a Boston Bruin, a Toronto Maple Leaf, a Tennessee Titan, and Indiana. Wow. I really came out on top on my rooting interest, didn't I? That is an unmitigated disaster there. Your honorable mentions, just to recap everything, the Chargers defense against Philadelphia, Dallas forward Mecko Rantanen with a six-game point streak, and Cleveland quarterback Shedeur Sanders with a great performance in a loss. Primetime players brought to you by Attain Wealth Planning, where wealth is personal. 803-0550 is the number to call. And we'll be able to get back on the Bills discussion if we want to there of, do you trust this team? Is the variance of the Bills enough to scare you? Can they survive the floor that they are as a football team in the postseason? And do you still even have thoughts that they might win the division after all? It's all on the table there for anyone at 803-0550, the number to call. Last night on the nightcap, I also talked in extension about the college football playoff. I know that on the morning show, Jeremy absolutely despises it, and I think that he's got a lot right on that. I think it is hurting the momentum of college football. And I do think that there's a lot to it there where even bowl season has been massively hurt by it. Because I like Jeremy's point about that in the morning show where he mentions when your college has a bowl game, you go and watch it and go, I hope they win. UB last year gets to go to the Bahamas, and they played a fantastic game in the Bahamas Bowl. And unfortunately, this year, UB ends up at 5-7 and not bowl eligible. That said, UB might make it into a bowl game after all at some point if teams keep declining bowls at the rate that they're going. 10 teams have declined a bowl game this year, obviously featuring the biggest being Notre Dame. And I'll talk more in extension about that as we take an early timeout here. When we come back, I have a little bit more to say about the college football playoff, about how Notre Dame's response is probably not for the best, and why it can matter on the damage that is being inflicted upon college football's postseasons and bowl games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.